Good morning. It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. The state of Maryland does not have an official language, but three of its counties do. First was Frederick County. In 2012, its commissioners adopted an ordinance requiring, quote, all official actions in the county must be in English, close quote. Now, Frederick is again debating the issue quite vigorously. During the intervening 3 years, Frederick County has changed its form of government. Instead of a 5-member board of commissioners, who were all Republican, it now has a 7-member county council of 4 Republicans and 3 Democrats. 2 of the Democrats have proposed repealing the English-only ordinance. One of them, Jessica Fitzwater, is with me in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheila. Glad to be here.
And joining us by phone is Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, a Republican who is advocating for keeping the ordinance in place. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Jessica Fitzwater, let's begin by clarifying what the statement, all official actions in the county must be in English, what that means.
Well, before the ordinance was in place, the official actions of the Frederick County government were already taking place in English. That had been the case for all time that we have been able to find any records. Previously to this ordinance, there was a resolution in place that was put forth in 2008 that stated that the official language of the county government would be English. So there is a difference between saying that the county government will do its official actions in English, and the 2012 ordinance says that it's the official language of the county. So there has been some debate as to what that, how you can interpret those two things and what that may change.
So why do you feel that the ordinance is harmful to Frederick County?
When you look at the actual language within the ordinance, it actually doesn't have any teeth. There's a whole list of exceptions because there are many state and federal language access laws and laws that protect the rights of people with limited English proficiency. And Frederick County has been abiding by those laws, again, regardless of this ordinance being in place. So it really is superseded by state and federal law. When this ordinance was debated and adopted in 2012 and since, we have received a lot of negative attention in the media. And we also have heard from many of our business leaders that it's tarnished our reputation as a hospitable community. That affects our ability to recruit and retain the best businesses in Frederick. We have a lot of biotech and life science firms in Frederick that are recruiting scientists and researchers from all over the world. Wherever the best are, that's where we want them to come to Frederick. And when you have something like this on the books that isn't really doing anything of substance but is having a big impact on our perception, it's difficult to move forward.
Sheriff Jenkins, you oppose repeal of the ordinance. Why do you think designating English as the official language is important?
Well, I do. Basically on the fundamental premise that, the United States is about one language. We are one culture. And I think demonstrating at a local level and making the statement that English is the official language, I think is important. As Jessica said, it really never changed the way we do business. I just think it's very important, and I think when you go down this road to say making statements like this, try to repeal these things, I think it starts to lend itself to cities like Frederick, counties like Frederick becoming what we call now sanctuary counties. And this is not about illegal immigration, but what this is about English being the way we do business in Frederick County. And if I remember correctly, the whole premise for this back in 2008 when it started was to basically try to avoid the expected cost of up to $250,000, I think it was, in the production of documents and costs to provide all these official documents and printings in other languages. So I think it's really important we maintain the ordinance the way it is. I think it makes a strong statement. And honestly, 87% of Americans right now want English to be the official language. So I'm opposed to this.
I want to make sure I'm following. You said this is not about illegal immigration, but you...
It's not. And a lot of people are trying to make that fight here locally right now. Some of the people who support Ms. Fitzwater's proposal have made this about illegal immigration, and it's simply not. It's about the county doing business and the county doing what they can to offset the cost of printing and producing materials in other languages. That's how this whole thing started back in 2008.
But you made a reference to your concern that repeal could move Frederick toward becoming a sanctuary county.
This, in my opinion, when you look at the broad issue of across the country, when a local jurisdiction takes steps like this, it starts to go down the road to look at Frederick County as potentially a sanctuary county. One of the points Ms. Fitzwater made about businesses expressing concerns, I've been sheriff for almost 9 years. I'm out in this public. I deal with businesses. I've never heard that as a concern.
Jessica?
The other thing I want to point out is a part of her first paragraph in the ordinance, or the repeal, is that ensuring that non-English-speaking or non-English-language speakers are not deterred from reporting crimes. Okay, it doesn't exist. It doesn't happen. There's nothing to demonstrate that this deters people from reporting crimes or being protected as crime victims.
I want to give Councilwoman
Fitzwater
a chance to respond, but let me just say first, this is Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins and Frederick County Councilwoman Jessica Fitzwater about a proposal to repeal Frederick County's ordinance making English the official language. Councilwoman Fitzwater.
I would just like to respond to a couple of things. I'll first respond to the assertion that there's costs, that the ordinance was adopted for cost-saving reasons. That's been an argument that we've heard often. We went back through the records. There's no record of a fiscal analysis or a fiscal impact statement being done on the original ordinance showing that there would be any cost savings. And looking through subsequent budget years, there's no evidence that there's been any cost savings. Many of the translations and interpretation services that the county does are required by law. And those
required by federal?
By state law and by federal law. We have the Civil Rights Act. We have executive order that was passed, I believe, in 2000. And they require access to any agency that's receiving federal funds to make sure that those programs and services are accessible to people with limited English proficiency. So there's many cases where we are required to provide these services, and we have been. So, of course, there are costs associated to that, but none of that has changed with or without an ordinance such as this. Secondly, the sheriff mentioned he is actually the one that brought up illegal immigration, and he said that people who are in support of repeal have made that part of the debate. And I would just have to disagree. It really became part of the debate with people who are opposed to the repeal. We have many, many legal citizens and residents of Frederick County who don't speak English as their primary language or as their first language. They pay taxes just like I do, and they have every right to have access to all the government services that I do, and to make sure that Frederick County is seen as an open-minded and a welcoming place to everybody, no matter what your first language is.
Sheriff Jenkins, I want to make sure that we're clear about immigration, illegal immigration. Do you see this language ordinance as a separate issue from policies concerning immigration?
I do. Yes, I do. One of the things I want to point out, it's not all about that, but it's been part of the conversation.
I would also like to mention that in 2012, when this was adopted, there's an organization called Pro English that's a national organization. They came into the debate in 2012, and they actually provided the Board of County Commissioners at the time with the model language for this ordinance. Much of the ordinance language was written by Pro English. There's statements in the ordinance such as, in today's society, Frederick County may need to protect the rights of those who only speak the English language. And to me, I interpret that as fear language, that somehow English is under attack. And we've found pro-English becoming involved again back in the debate when the bill was introduced to repeal. They did robocalls, emails, letters to mailboxes, radio ads, saying things like the English language is under attack. And we got phone calls from people who now thought Spanish was going to be the official language, or that everything was going to have to be in English and Spanish. And just a lot of misinformation. And it's concerning when an outside group like that comes in and spins the debate. And pro-English is labeled by some organizations, such as the Southern Poverty Law Center, as an active anti-immigrant hate group. So immigration does play into the conversation.
I don't want to make Sheriff Jenkins responsible for pro-English unless, Sheriff, you'd like to address any of that.
No, she's right. And listen, I'm also opposed to outside groups coming in and trying to influence county policy and ordinances. So, Jessica, I agree with you on that point. I think this is all about the people of Frederick County. And you talked about Frederick County being a diverse and welcoming community. I've been here 60 years of my life, and we are very welcoming. I don't think there's ever been an attempt, nor has there ever been demonstrated that we're not. I frankly don't see what this is all about. I think, again, I think this is looking for a problem that doesn't exist.
Let me just ask you, Councilman Fitzwater, this ordinance was adopted just 3 years ago. Do you think sentiment in the county has changed?
Well, even if you look back at when the ordinance was adopted and then since, how the county is portrayed in the state, in local state, even national media, we did get a reputation for this. And the sheriff already said that it doesn't really do a lot, but it makes a statement. We disagree on whether that statement is what Frederick County should be about.
Sheriff Jenkins?
Yes. Okay. I guess I've made the points I want to make here. And again, I just believe that the county as a whole, when you look at the local government level, that we function very well with the current ordinance. I mean, I think it's less divisive. I think we function better as a whole. And I just think to go down this road to repeal this, again, I think it's going to give the appearance that we are now heading toward becoming a sanctuary county, and that concerns me.
Well, I appreciate you're both giving us some insight into what the debate is about. As I understand it, the county council is to vote on this issue on Tuesday, August 18th. So thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Jessica Fitzwater is a Frederick County Councilwoman, sponsor of the bill to repeal the ordinance requiring official actions in English. Chuck Jenkins, who supports the existing ordinance, is sheriff of Frederick County. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. More ahead on Maryland Morning. Stay with us on 88.1.